You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week, Art and Soul is about the art of well-being, where we talk about living an emotionally balanced, self-aware life and hopefully help you with ways to do that. This week, our guest is a local businesswoman who puts those skills to use in magazine form with the creation of The Brick Magazine. So welcome, Sarah Witzet.
Thank you so much for having me.
I notice it's not Brick Magazine, but The Brick Magazine, so I'm assuming there's a story to that.
Absolutely. We named it The Brick Magazine because we were thinking about it, and one of the things that we realized is we wanted to feature women in our community, and we believe that each and every one of us contributes one little brick to the foundation of our community.
When we read The Brick Magazine, it's only about women?
Mostly, yes. It highlights either women themselves and their stories or people who are doing great work to support women as well.
What prompted you to do this?
You know, it's interesting. I decided to do this because in my life, I was reading magazines and interacting with media online and realizing it didn't reflect the people that I knew in my community. And I was kind of tired of it and wanted to make a change.
I saw recently someone wrote, there's a magazine and it's like how to lose weight and how to better your life, followed by a cake recipe.
Right?
So how are you different from that?
Yeah, so we kind of approach every article not with a question of what's wrong with you and what do you need to change, but hey, you're all right. And we'd just like to contribute something to get you thinking more about your life. Somehow you could, you know, make a positive change in some way. But the underlying statement is that you're great the way you are. What else can we talk about?
And your articles are along those lines?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
You brought a couple of magazines with you, and I'm picking it up, and I'm saying, oh, Felicia Brabeck,
yeah.
Washtenaw County Commissioner, telling her story. The article says, from loss to greater life. How was that working with Felicia?
She's fantastic and such a great energy, and her story, if you haven't read it, is absolutely amazing, where she really shares some bits about her life that actually most of her friends didn't know.
And you have articles like Turning Exercise into a Gift?
Yep.
I want to hear that.
Well, you're going to have to go and read that one.
Oh, yep. Come on.
I know.
All right. Time is of the essence. The courage. See things differently.
Yeah. You know, we really try to come with a positive spin on everything that we read. We do handle some challenging topics. They're not all light and fuzzy, but at the end of them, we always try to end on a positive note.
How important is it to you to be positive and thoughtful?
You know, it's important to be positive, but also real. And that's what we try to do in the magazine, and to just really be honest about what's happening in people's lives here.
Are you trying to inspire them?
Absolutely.
And yes. How do you do that?
Again, I think inspiration comes from feeling like you have the ability to make change and you have an idea of the direction you want to travel. And I think we're very conscious in every single one of our articles with our writers to make sure that they're expressing that point of view.
Sarah Witzet, creator of The Brick Magazine. Are you based in Ipsy, Ann Arbor?
We're based in Ann Arbor and have an office in Ipsy as well.
Okay, so you're right here in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And you told me that you do all the interviewing.
I do for our cover articles and then our writers who are fantastic. Some of them are local business owners and just people in the community who love to write. So I help with the big article and do the interview myself. The rest are written by local writers.
What are some of the questions you ask?
We ask, you know, how did you end up where you are is a great question. My job is really just to ask the question and be quiet. The next question I always ask is, what were some of your struggles? And then what were your challenges? My favorite question to ask were, what were your biggest triumphs? It's amazing to find that these fantastic women can go and share their struggles. But when I ask them what their greatest achievement were, that's the hard one for them. And so we're blessed that they're able to share that with us, and we can help share that with the world as well.
Well, since you, Sarah Witzet, are the focus of this interview,
yeah.
I'm going to turn the tables a little bit on you, and perhaps you could answer some of those questions.
Yeah, which one?
How did you get here?
Here?
Not to WEMU. I drove and I parked. No, I meant to this point in your life where you're trying to make a difference in your community.
Yeah, so it's interesting. I'm a nurse practitioner by training. And then just because of the course of life and the flexibility that schedule would not have permitted with three kids, I found myself for the last 10 years in marketing and business, and realized that there was definitely a spot for more positive communication and more positive stories, and I wanted to be a part of that.
That's exactly what this edition of Art and Soul is all about. And I also believe that there is a lesson in everything. No one wants to go through life's hardships, but they happen. Is there a story along those lines for you?
Yeah, I would say, you know, when I was younger, this is the question I always ask mine is, what would you tell your 25-year-old self?
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, it's not going to be what you think, but it's going to be better. And just go with it and take risks.
What's your story? Did something happen that brought you to this place?
The challenges of being a mother was a lot different than I thought it was going to be. And I thought I was, you know, when I was younger, I thought I could conquer the world and do it all, you know, and look great doing it. And the reality is that, you know, motherhood is very different, especially if you're working full time and have, you know, life challenges happen, especially, you know, marriage, divorce, all of those things. The thing I would say is that you can be very successful. It may not look the way you thought it was going to. It may be better.
Speaking of motherhood, one of your cover stories was also an interview with Tammy Carr, who lost a child to, was it?
DIPG. It's a brain cancer.
Brain cancer. And how long ago did you talk to her? Oh, this is months
this
issue.
This is this May. Yeah, May.
Oh, boy. So how was that?
She's such a fantastic woman. And again, her stories, the name of it is the loss that sparked a movement. Because what she was able to do was really take a tragedy in her family and turn it into a really positive movement to raise millions of dollars for brain cancer research and pediatrics. So talk about a wonderful way of taking something that happened that was real and painful into something wonderful. She's just an inspiration to talk to and to be around.
And from what I've seen, they've done a lot of research.
Fortunately, this one is one that is a challenge and hasn't had a lot of funding. And so they have been instrumental in really getting research to happen, and they're on their way.
So what is your passion? What do you want your legacy to be? I know you're way too young to be asking that. But I mean, I think the sooner you think about it, the closer and the better you can be on that path.
I think my legacy is make sure that I have three children and make sure that they're happy and, you know, have great lives and are happy doing what they want to do. And then at the end of the day, also to feel that I've had a positive impact in our community and that have contributed something that will last beyond me as well.
Are you learning as you put this magazine together?
Every single day.
Like, what are you learning? This is what this is about. You got to pass it. Pass
what
it
am
along.
I learning? This week it's a hiring and staffing is fun. And we're at a phase where we're growing, which is fun. And bringing on the right staff and having people who are as dedicated to the work as we are. And it's amazing to see the excitement of everybody as they start coming in and interviewing and finding the right person. It's been fun.
I love interviewing, connecting with people and connecting with the community, right?
Absolutely.
Where can we find The Brick Magazine?
Yeah, so you can go online. It's thebrickmagazine.com. You can subscribe there. You can follow along. Our digital edition is always there. We also have blog posts. You can also find us on social media, on Facebook, as well as Instagram.
And you can actually buy a copy of the magazine, right?
You can.
Which is seemingly more rare these days.
It is. Interestingly enough, I could talk about this for days, but a lot of other places are coming back with print, which is pretty cool.
So it's fun to hold it in your hand and we can buy this around town?
Not around town. You actually have to subscribe online and we'll actually mail it right to your house.
Okay, great.
Yep.
That is The Brick Magazine, put together by Sarah Witset. And we are very grateful for you joining us on this edition of Art and Soul, The Art of Well-Being.
Thank you so much.